how can I learn the right way to do this? This gets to that right way thing, and this is a real reoccurring theme. If everyone does it a different way and then corrects me. I don't know if they say that to you, but they do say that to us.
The way that I've responded to this is going back to my student experience, and what helped me a lot was somebody who told me, you're going to see a lot of different ways of doing things, and you pull a gem from each midwife, and you will choose which gems you want to use when you're a midwife, and it's putting it in a real positive slant.
So everybody has something to offer, and you just need to be able to appreciate that you're going to be getting different goodies from different preceptors.
When students tell me this, I tell them, welcome to the gray zone, because that's what midwifery is. Midwifery is learning how to walk in the gray zone, because you have combined so many different things, and there's no black and white answers. It's kind of grow-up time. Things are not that clear-cut. You know, you have to figure out how to approach all the different angles, and, you know, Susie's way might be the right way in one situation, and Mary's way might be the different right way in a different situation.
So in a way, you're almost helping the student realize that they have to get comfortable with not having an answer, and that's hard. I mean, I think as a student, you know, we do test students, and they do have to get the right answer on the test. And so that becomes kind of the mindset, that there's one right answer. But in reality, there's not many times. And that to sort of appreciate that ambiguity as a part of clinical practice, I think, is a really good thing to share. Saying that, even in a personal way, can also be very meaningful, because I struggle with that. I suspect we all struggle with that at times, wishing that there was an answer, but there's not. As well as there perhaps being more than one answer, we're constantly getting new information.